Mon père avait un champ de pois, venez-vous promener belle avec moi. Mon père avait un champ de pois, venez-vous promener, vous promener, vous donc. Venez-vous promener belle avec moi. À tous les jours il me disait, venez-vous promener belle avec moi. À tous les jours il me disait, venez-vous promener, vous promener, vous donc.
The group Matapat, the CD, Petite Fou, we heard The Field of Peas. This trio, Matapat, comes from Quebec. They'll be in Champaign-Urbana 1 week from today for a free noon-hour concert at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts at the University of Illinois. If you can make it, you'll be treated to jigs, reels, ballads, and more. The music is introduced in English and sung in French. Benoit Bourquet joins us this afternoon to tell us more about Matapat. A member of the group, he's one of Canada's finest step dancers. He plays accordion and spoons. Benoit, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
That song we just heard, what's it about?
Well, that's a highlight, this one, in the shows, because it's a typical French-Canadian call and response song. And it's a quite happy and very percussive, too. Especially in this song, when we perform that on live on the show, we add to the song something that you don't have on the record. Like we have a solo percussion with two guys who do foot tapping, bones, and a bass in it with the vocals. And it's a very, very percussive, very impressive.
Yeah. All your music is so spirited and joyful. You know, some literature that I have about the group, quotes from the press you've received. This quote says, your performances are like being at a party in a kitchen in Quebec. And, you know, the best parties are in kitchens, aren't they?
Yes. Well, here. I don't know that much, you know, the tradition in Africa for that, but in Canada, that's the best place. It used to be also the kitchen, the biggest room in the house. Especially from the old time, because people were heating the house with the wood stove in the kitchen. Mm. So this tradition of having big kitchen stays long. Now it seems to change a bit, you know. People have smaller kitchen in the new houses, and they will have more like their party in the living room. But we still have, I live in a small, well, not a small, an old house. And we still have a quite big kitchen.
Yeah. Well, you know, here in the States, it's been my experience that no matter the size of the kitchen, that's where the heart of the party is.
Probably because everybody's closer to the food.
That's right. And the stove.
Yes, yes.
So what are you planning for the party you'll be throwing here in Urbana next week?
We do like, we haven't been that much in Illinois, mostly a few times in the Chicago area. So for us, it will be a new place. We've never played in Urbana yet. And we had a very good, very, very, very good time in Chicago for the few times we've been there. And we just expect to make new friends there. We play a lot for a very large audience, and that will be a nice thing with Urbana, because we're going to touch younger people and also older people. Mm. But they all have a... They all find a way to, how can I say, to be closer to us. You know, we do songs, we do music, we do dances, and we do a very good interactive show with the audience. So they all get good time normally.
Yeah. How did the three of you get together?
Oh, the middleman is Gaston, the fiddler, the one, he's mostly the lead singer. I've met him in a different group. A group from Montreal was called Adviel Kepoura. That was a group specialized in French music from France and Brittany. And we've played about two, three years together in that band. And we quit together to focus more on our own tradition of French-Canadian music. And it was more Celtic in many ways than the French music from France. And after a year, the bass player Simon join us, and we became Matapat.
Mm. Is there a translation for Matapat?
Yes. It's a slang. Uh-huh. Even if you're French, sometimes people don't get it, but when we say it's a slang, it's a, Matapat means literally put your leg. it's a slang, but by extension, it's not just the leg; it's also the arms and the hands. So in this case, the name comes from a traditional song that's saying, "Put your paw over your face because I sneeze at you." It's a cold song. Now we do that song in shows, and that's another song we do with some interaction with the audience. They sing part of it.
Yeah. You know, when I visit Canada, I can't help but notice that folk and traditional music are very much alive and very well north of the border. Why is this music so popular in Canada?
You feel a difference in between Canada and the U.S. for that?
Yeah.
Okay, because my feeling, my experience is more depending where we go. Like just here in Quebec, the tradition is quite different because also all the French background we have, our ancestor, and we still speak, that's my first language, mm-hmm. as you can hear. And depending which years you're talking, the traditional music and has been more or less popular. Like when I started playing, it was in the 80s, when I started to play professionally, and that was not very popular at that time. That was really, really underground, and it was quite of quiet, you know. There was people who were doing that, but just a few groups were making a living of it. And since the beginning of the 90s, it came back very, very strong, you know. And the nice thing is in the 70s, it was quite popular, but it was connected to the political aspect that the nationalism here in Quebec, people who didn't want to separate from the rest of Canada. So the music was connected because it's our roots, was connected to this political aspect. But when it came back in the 90s, it's not the same. The people do it just for the fun of doing this. It's not necessarily connected to your political opinions.
Yeah.
So it's way better. And in many ways also now the young people who plays the music, dance and sing, they will mix that with other style of music, you know. I've heard like a version of traditional music with a heavy metal music, you know, and it was interesting in some way. You know, depending what you want to hear, you have all choices now in Quebec.
Yeah.
And if you ever have a chance to come in a festival here on a dance camp, music camp, you see how our energetic it is, our live it is. It's very lively, you know.
Yeah. Well, my experience in Canada is that it's so available. The music is there in stores, in small labels. You can find them, and you can find people performing, you know, here, there, and everywhere. And on the CBC, it's very much alive. And here in the States, it's, you know, it's what they call a niche market. You know, there's not, it's you got to look for it. You got to hunt for it.
Yes, it's true. But in some way, we have to look for it also here. It just started. I can't talk for the whole country, you know. Canada is so big like the U.S., and it's quite different from one area to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go in the east part of Canada, well, Quebec is pretty much east, but also in the Maritimes where you have more Anglophones than Francophones, but it doesn't matter because their music is very, very live, their traditional music there. It's a bit like Ireland, I think. It's another music as that can be almost as popular as the pop music scene in some places in the eastern coast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very good sign of that shows that the tradition is very healthy. But if you go more like, you know, you go to the west coast, I don't know how much the traditional music is very live, you know. I'm not from the west coast. I've been there a couple of times, and I know a lot of good musicians. But, you know, I don't live there, so I can't tell you how much it's alive there.
Mm. Well, we look forward to your performance next Wednesday.
Oh, we hope. We invite really people to share with us.
I think
you know, one nice thing in the, when you do a cross-culture, like we get nice things from immigrants who come here in North America because they bring their traditions, like how would be North America without the Greeks? Who, and the Italians who bring, you know, the pasta and the pizza, that would be like a different country, you know. And but that's the same, you know, because we have this duality of being French in North America, being surrounded by mostly Anglophones. We like to cross the cultures like that. By example, when we meet friends, we do the hugs as a, like you do in the U.S., but we also kiss as we do in the French tradition. So we like to do both traditions.
Benoit, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Benoit Bourquet has been our guest in this portion of the afternoon magazine. He's one of the members of Matapat, the trio.